Today's commentary is provided by Brad Paulson, Ops Marketing and Investments. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to provide the commentary. I would like to remind you, opinions expressed in today's commentary are those of the commentator and not MGX. Nothing should be construed as a trading recommendation by MGX, its employees, or its members, and is the sole opinion of the commentator. After the commentary is complete, I'll ask for questions from the media representatives. I'd also like to ask everyone on the call to please use the mute feature on your phone to not disrupt the commentary with background noise. With that, I'll turn it over to Brad.
Thanks, Rachel. Report a little bit of a surprise in a couple of areas. First thing is the wheat's actually down 13 to 14 in Chicago. Minneapolis wheat down 5 to 6, KC down a dime. The acres were actually less than expected. All winter wheat acreage came in at 41.89 million acres versus 43 a year ago. But the ending stocks is where the trouble came in. They did cut back wheat feeding substantially and got the ending stocks increased to 608 million bushels versus 575 last month. And I didn't see the really big change or any much changes on the production side of wheat. Corn production did decline a little bit from 13,989 last month to 13,925. And a big number there is the carryout. They did lower the corn down to 1,631 carryout. This report from 1,792 looks like they increased the demand there a little bit across the board. It surprised me a little bit. Exports have been running way behind normal. For example, yesterday's sales were only 6 million bushels for the week. Given it was a holiday week, that's still a pretty low number. But currently we have corn up 16.5 at 428.5 in March. New crop D's corn up 13 at 454.25. That's about a penny off its high for the day. Soybean number, they did raise production a few million bushels, about 31 million bushels, so it was about a half a bushel an acre increase on yield to 3,289 from 3,258. Beans were up pretty strong earlier today. Now they're up a dime at 12.83¾ in the March contract. That's 14 off the high. And Novies are unchanged right now at 11.01 new crop Novembers. And they've had a range from 10.95 to 11.10. So I'm a little surprised on the wheat that under that much pressure, but not really in the report today. There's a lot of pressure on world wheat values. India sold quite a bit of wheat this week under the about 20, 25 bucks a metric ton less than Black Sea, Ukraine wheat, Russian wheat. And the U.S. wheat still priced about 10, 15 bucks a metric ton over that even. So we got a lot of competition in the world for wheat, and the wheat market is realizing that. Otherwise, the numbers were kind of as expected, not a real big surprise any place. I think the surprise to me, though, is the corn production cut that much. I thought a lot of the fringe areas of the Corn Belt, you know, had pretty good yields, especially, you know, that Michigan Eastern Corn Belt area had awfully nice yields. Iowa, Southern Minnesota yields, Central Illinois may be a little disappointing. But other than that, we'll see what this market brings. I think demand is probably the key thing to look for after this report. We got their supply numbers ironed out. We have a huge crop from South America on the way. USDA did raise Brazilian soy production from 88 to 89 million tons. They left Argentina the same at 54.5. And they left Brazilian corn at 70 million tons. They cut Argentine corn a million tons from 26 to 25. And they still got pretty big numbers for Australian and Canadian wheat that were the same as last month's numbers, and as they are pretty well a done deal and in the books. So there's a lot of grain in the world. We got good conditions in South America, and I think that's going to continue to kind of keep a lid on these rallies. As a producer, I would be looking for rallies to sell new crop corn and beans, especially soybeans at these levels. I think are still a really good sale here in the bean market. I'd like to see a little more rally in the corn and wheat. So that's about it for the analysis. If there's any questions?
Thank you, Brad. Michelle, do you have a question? Haley, do you have a question?
Yeah, Brad, thanks for being with us. Just kind of watching, even leading into this report, it seems like spring wheat has kind of had a mind of its own towards the latter part of this week. Is there anything that's factoring into that?
Well, I think movement is slow, and we are kind of oversold. The funds are kind of holding a large position of being short wheat, more so in Chicago and Kansas City, and to a lesser degree. I think we were due for a little bit of a bounce. I'd like to see a little better bounce in 640 in the March. That's what we hit today. I was kind of hoping to see that 650 area so we can see some 6.25 cash numbers out in the country. But, you know, this grain wants to move. These producers need money. We're coming up to time of year where taxes are due, machinery and land payments are due. So producers need to move grain, and I think that's why it's going to be hard for this market to rally much.
Do you have a follow-up question?
Nope, that's perfect.
Okay. Fran, do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Thanks, Rachel. Brad, have you taken a look at the grain stocks report, and can you comment on the corn feed use, the indicated corn feed use?
I haven't seen a number broken down yet. I've been so busy since the report was out. But do you have it there for me? What was the change?
I do. Just a second.
I know they increased it, but I don't know by how much.
Okay, just a second. It was at 10.4 billion bushels, 30% more than a year ago.
That's being fed?
No, that was the total stocks. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I don't disagree with that number. The crop, it was very small last year, and we definitely healed up things on...
Here, just a second.
Stuff.
It says the indicated disappearance was 4.32 billion bushels.
On the feed side. Yeah, and that's where they did increase most of it. I question that number because from what I'm hearing from livestock guys that they've learned how to do more with less corn and use it more efficiently is probably a better way to put it. So I think, you know, a lot of these guys bought corn on the way down and demand's been pretty good. But we do have, you know, the lowest number of cattle in this country we had for quite a while. And the hog and poultry numbers are still up there. But again, they've learned when corn got so high priced last year, they learned how to use it more efficiently and look to other feedstuffs other than corn.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Do you have any other questions?
Not at this time, thanks.
Okay. Dan, do you have a question?
Yeah, I was just curious. Do you think that was more a reflection of the conditions? Or is it more the ratio competition with other crops? And then also, if you could, any thoughts on the condition of the crop after this these crazy temperatures we've seen last week?
I didn't really get to catch the first part of the question, but the second part, it's pretty hard to kill winter wheat with cold temperatures this time of year. I mean, we've raised winter wheat up here in North Dakota where it's below zero many times during the winter. The two things that kill winter wheat is if water is standing on it, it will freeze and it will choke the plant for oxygen. And what really hurts wheat with cold temperatures is when you get into that April, even late April time frame, if that wheat is in the boot or flowering heading stage, that's when it really does the damage. So I don't think much damage was done to wheat with these cold temperatures. It's dormant and it's sleeping, and it really doesn't seem to hurt it. And what was the first part of the question again?
Just on the acres being lower than expected, do you think that was more due to the conditions during planting, or do you think that was due to competition with other crops?
Well, I was really surprised to see the number. I was expecting, like most people, to see the number bigger because wheat was still, the wheat-corn ratio favored wheat pretty good during September, October when they were planting this wheat. So I'm surprised that it's even lower. I was looking for about 1 million acres more like the average trade guess was. I don't really know the reason why they didn't seed wheat. I think soybeans are still, like I said earlier, are still a pretty attractive crop. Even no crop November beans here at $11 are still a lot more profitable than wheat and corn are at these prices. So maybe that's what they were looking at. And I think you'll see a shift in North Dakota, where I'm at here, and probably to a lesser degree in Minnesota and South Dakota of wheat acres going to soybeans if these ratios stay similar into planting. And I know a lot of bean seed has been sold, but problem with wheat is there's plenty of it in the world, and maybe that was the issue that, got people to seed a little bit less of it. Conditions were actually pretty good. If anything, they were maybe a little too wet in areas.
Okay, well, thank you all for your questions, and thank you to Brad for providing today's commentary. Audio of this call will be available on our website later this afternoon. Additionally, MGX offers market commentary in both audio and text on the MGX website. Have a great day, everyone.